Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're really getting into something big. We're peeling back the layers on a truly monumental global shift.
Yeah, something we've been tracking very closely ourselves.
Exactly. As part of the Praxeotech research team, we're diving into something that fundamentally redefines what humanity believes is possible. It's, you know, a profound psychological and cultural transformation.
That's right. And our new report, Mission Possible, well, it isn't just a pile of data points. It's really our analysis of how these accelerating technologies are changing how people perceive what's even achievable.
It really feels like it reveals a path toward, well, a new era. Problem solving, individual empowerment, all of it.
Precisely.
So our mission for you today is basically to unpack the core findings from Mission Possible.
Mm.
We'll look at how this anything is now possible mindset, we call it AINP, is taking hold around the world.
And how AI is bringing about this age of the augmented generalist. Right. And maybe most importantly, how all this leads to a renewed, you know, tangible hope for tackling humanity's biggest challenges. It's genuinely fascinating stuff.
It really is. So let's maybe start with that AINP mindset. What is it exactly?
Good question.
It's essentially this sweeping global psychological shift. We're talking about exponential technologies,
yeah.
You know, cutting edge AI, massive leaps in biotech, space tech taking off, even ambient computing sort of fading into the background.
Right, where tech is just there, seamlessly integrated.
Exactly. And these things are almost literally dissolving the limits we used to perceive. It's creating this widespread belief, almost like gut feeling, that human potential, societal transformation, it's all unbounded now.
You know, that metaphor we used in the report really hits home for me. Exponential tech is the LSD of the 21st century dissolving reality's walls. It just captures that feeling, doesn't it? That sense of limits melting away.
It does. And it's apt because, like you said, these technologies are breaking down those rigid structures of what we thought was fixed, what was impossible. Mm. They're altering our collective perception.
So how does this contrast with, say, the last few decades?
Oh, the contrast is stark. Think back to the 90s, the 2000s, that whole era of postmodern skepticism.
Right. Cynicism was almost the default. Grand narratives were out.
Totally. A sort of resignation, like nothing is truly new. Mm-hmm. AINP comes along and replaces that with what we're calling reconstructive optimism. Mm-hmm. Technology isn't just tearing down, it's actively building new realities, enabling tangible outcomes.
And before that, the sort of industrial era thinking.
Yeah, the industrial predictability, maybe 1950s to 80s, everything felt linear. Career paths, resource scarcity was seen as fixed. Improvements were incremental.
By-step progress.
Exactly. AINP embraces exponential thinking. 10x improvements aren't just wishful thinking. They seem almost inevitable because the tech builds on itself.
And it blows up those old safe paths too, right? University, corporate job, pension, that whole model where innovation felt like it belonged to a select few.
Absolutely. This new mindset enables self-directed paths. People can bypass the traditional gatekeepers now. The tools are increasingly available.
It's a huge reorientation. But we have seen glimpses of this before, haven't we? Moments in history that hinted at expanding possibilities.
Definitely. Like the space race in the 60s.
Yeah, JFK saying, "We choose to go to the moon." That wasn't just politics. It felt like it shifted something, fostered this collective audacity, showed what happens when you achieve something huge.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
And then you had the Silicon Valley optimism of the 90s.com boom, that whole change the world ethos, that relentless optimism, even if some of it crashed later.
There is a real energy there.
For sure. And even, as you mentioned, the psychedelia of the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
That chemical expansion of consciousness, that belief in redesigning society. There's a parallel now with how technology is expanding our creative and cognitive limits.
But what feels really different now, as the report points out, is the scale, right? It's not just one nation or one tech hub.
That's the crucial difference. It's driven by tools that are becoming universally accessible, combined with global connectivity. It's a genuinely global phenomenon this time around.
So let's talk about the ripple effects. How is this changing people internally, psychologically, emotionally?
The internal revolution is profound. We're seeing a huge expansion of personal agency. Tools like ChatGPT or, say, Suno for music, they democratize creation.
Yeah, that old, "Oh, I'm not technical" or "I'm not creative" barrier just seems to be crumbling.
It really is. It's being replaced with, "Okay, I can build this, I can design that, I can compose this."
And the data seems to back this up. That Pew statistic from 2024 in our report, 62% of generative AI users reporting more hope about the future. That's huge.
It's learned optimism almost happening by default. And we're seeing limiting beliefs getting rewired incredibly fast. you know, our brain's neuroplasticity, its ability to change,
right.
It seems accelerated by mastering these tools. People who never coded are building apps in weeks, artists generating thousands of design options in an hour. And there's this interesting aspect where AI acts like a mirror. It gives patient, non-judgmental feedback, helping users internalize their own unlocked potential. We even saw that quote on Reddit, someone saying, "My AI therapist believed in me first."
That's actually quite powerful, but okay, there has to be a flip side. This rapid change, this possibility shock you mentioned, what are the risks? What does the report warn about?
Good question. It's crucial. There are real risks. This newfound confidence can definitely slide into overconfidence bias,
leading to maybe bad ideas getting too much traction.
Exactly. What the report terms delusional entrepreneurship. It's not just funny hypotheticals like Uber for cats on the blockchain. It can mean real resources wasted, people burning out, a disconnect from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the report also notes, although rare, documented cases of ChatGPT-induced psychosis, where this sense of unlimited potential becomes pathological. Experts noted AI sometimes acts like an ego-reinforcing glazing machine, potentially amplifying unstable traits.
So this potential needs grounding, resilience, discernment.
Precisely. Boundless potential demands a new level of psychological strength.
Okay, so how is this playing out differently across the globe? Are we seeing the same AIMP wave everywhere?
Not uniformly, no. It's fascinating. Look at Africa. The success of mobile money like M-Pesa is now paving the way for AI in agriculture, leapfrogging older tech paths. The World Bank noted 40% of Kenyan startups using AI by 2024.
Wow, really jumping ahead.
Yeah. And in India, you see a shift from that Chalta-high fatalism towards Jugaad 2.0, frugal innovation, but now supercharged with AI. People resourcefully solving problems, amplified by tech.
And the West?
More. Cautious optimism, perhaps, tempered by ethical debates, regulatory pushes like the EU's AI Act. It contrasts with a more move-fast vibe sometimes seen in the U.S.
Interesting. And what about generations? Is Gen Z experiencing this differently?
Oh, absolutely. For Gen Z, it seems almost like a why not default setting. That McKinsey survey found 78% believe AI will help them get their dream career. They're AI natives, comfortable experimenting.
Makes sense. They grew up with it.
Right. Millennials, we're kind of the bridge generation.
Yeah.
Cautiously optimistic, maybe, but often weighed down by things like student debt, which affects risk-taking.
Yeah, reality bites sometimes.
And boomers are split. You've got the tech enthusiasts, even biohackers exploring longevity, alongside the skeptics, you know, the can't teach an old dog new apps crowd.
It really feels like this mindset is reigniting those huge, audacious goals, though, things we hadn't heard seriously discussed for a while.
Definitely. Mars colonization via SpaceX. The report mentions over 1 million applicants wanting to go.
Incredible.
Where longevity escaped velocity. Companies like Altos Labs pulling in over $3 billion in 2023 for cellular rejuvenation research.
It feels like a return to moonshot thinking, but across multiple domains.
It is. Even concepts like post-scarcity are getting real traction, driven by things like dipping to decentralized physical infrastructure networks.
Right, combining with AI to democratize access to things like internet or energy.
Exactly. Think Helium Network or AI managing microgrids in rural India. It's about building resilient, community-owned infrastructure.
So if this AIMP mindset is the new backdrop, how does it change work? The report talks a lot about the rise of the AI augmented generalist. That sounds like a big shift in expertise.
It is a huge shift. The AI augmented generalist isn't just a jack of all trades. It's a single person using these sophisticated AI tools to do work across multiple domains, work that used to need whole teams of specialists.
So the value shifts away from deep, narrow expertise.
Towards what we call orchestrated versatility. It's about knowing how to leverage the tools effectively across domains. We're seeing this AI-augmented soloist emerge one human plus their AI toolkit doing the work of maybe five or more specialists.
It reminds me of thinkers like David Epstein on generalists thriving in complexity or Buckminster Fuller warning against over-specialization. AI is sort of turbocharging that idea.
It really is. And the tools are the key enablers, like a cognitive exosuit. You've got the Generative Brains GPT-4, Claude, Gemini for coding, strategy, even coaching.
Then the creative side.
The creative generators Midjourney, Suno, Sora for designing brands, making music, animating videos, and the execution accelerators like Canva, Notion AI, Descript, Glide. These let you launch products, edit video, build apps super fast, often with no code.
And then those orchestration tools, AutoGPT, Crew AI, they sound almost sci-fi, automating whole workflows.
Pretty much. You can give a high-level prompt like build my software startup, and these multi-agent systems coordinate AI agents to handle research, coding, marketing plans, the works.
Which leads to incredible output speed, 72-hour product launches, solo campaigns, full companies run by one person.
We're seeing it happen. The report has some great examples. Amar Reshi creating that AI kids book, Alice and Sparkle, in 72 hours with Midjourney and GPT-4.
Amazing.
Michael Benesty building the Tutor AI EdTech platform solo using GPT-4 and no-code tools. Or look at Peter Levels' Nomad List, remote OK hitting millions in revenue with zero full-time staff.
And Mark Liu's ShipFast 65K monthly revenue, 91% profit margin, also zero employees.
It's a powerful model.
But what's the catch? I mean, is it just more efficient, or does it create new kinds of pressure for these soloists? And the economic data is striking too. Solo businesses up 78% since 2020, solopreneurs saving 15 hours a week with AI, 30% of new Shopify stores being solo-run. The one-person studio is clearly booming.
That's a really important point. The type of stress definitely shifts. It's less about managing people, more about intense focus, constant learning to keep up with the AI tools, and managing that breadth of knowledge. Staying on the cutting edge across multiple fields is the new challenge.
Right, the generalist's burden.
Exactly. Looking ahead, we predict these generalists will dominate agile niches, short-term, think microsacks, content creation. Midterm, AI agents will take over more specialized tasks like debugging code or complex design work.
Freeing up humans for
higher level synthesis, strategy. We think portfolio careers may be juggling three or more projects or income streams will become the norm. And long term, we see a new archetype emerging. The synthesist, someone blending human intuition, AI tool mastery, and that crucial cross-domain vision.
Okay, so bringing this all together, what does it mean for the really big problems? Climate change, disease, poverty. The Mission Possible report title suggests this AI and key mindset fuels real hope for tackling those intractable challenges. A second renaissance, the report calls it.
Yeah, it's what we've labeled possibility hope. And crucially, it's not just vague optimism. It's hope grounded in seeing concrete capabilities, visible progress, thanks to these new tools.
Like a feedback loop.
Exactly. We call it the hope loop. Belief leads to exploration, people tinkering with AI, with bio tools. That exploration yields results, prototypes, data. Those results then deepen the initial belief, and the cycle accelerates progress. It feeds itself.
And the report is packed with examples of this already happening, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In health, CRISPR curing sickle cell. AI finding new antibiotics. Designing mRNA vaccines in hours instead of years. You see the investment too, $36 billion in global biotech VC in 2023.
That's serious money following the hope.
And in aging research, Altos Labs with its $3 billion funding, gene therapies reversing aging markers in dogs, human trials coming soon. The whole longevity market is projected to hit $44 billion by 2028.
What about climate? Feels like we need hope there more than ever.
We're seeing breakthroughs. Fusion ignition finally achieved. Direct air capture tech like Heirloom actually working. Climate tech VC hit $70 billion in 2023. And ambitious projects like Project Interspace using AI for geothermal, aiming for 50% of global energy by 2050.
That's audacious. And space?
SpaceX's Starship making multiplanetary life feel real. Companies like Astroforge seriously pursuing asteroid mining. The space economy is booming $546 billion in 2023, projected to hit $1 trillion by 2040.
Even mental health is seeing innovation. AI therapists like Wobot, MDMA therapy showing real promise.
It touches almost every area. And this raises the question of how we institutionalize this hope. How do we build systems around it?
Yeah, the report talks about things like hope metrics on corporate dashboards, moving beyond just profit to measure belief and contribution to solving big problems.
Imagine hope DAOs. Decentralized autonomous organizations, communities pooling funds for solvable problems driven by collective purpose, or governments setting up a ministry of possibility. There was even a UK prototype.
So it's moving from individual optimism to maybe systemically fostering possibility.
It really feels like a potential shift from a default assumption of limitations to one of designed possibility.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive into Praxeotech's Mission Possible report, it seems clear. This anything is now possible mindset, powered by these AI augmented generalists, it is driving real progress, making missions that seemed impossible feel genuinely possible now.
Absolutely. But as we've discussed, the report includes crucial warnings, too. It's not all smooth sailing. There's the risk of the expectation-reality gap.
Right. What happens if these amazing futures don't arrive quite as fast or as perfectly as people hope? Could that lead to mental health challenges?
It's a real concern.
Mm.
And there's the risk of societal bifurcation splitting into the possibility adopters who are enhanced and empowered, and the skeptics, or those simply left behind without access.
That's a critical point from the report. Belief itself becomes almost an economic resource and access to these exponential tools. That's a new form of wealth, a new dividing line, potentially.
The path forward really depends on the choices we make now, individually and collectively. As these technologies keep dissolving reality's walls, the big question for you, for everyone listening, is how do we leverage this for human flourishing? Or do we risk exponential fragmentation?
It leaves us with that final thought from the report, doesn't it? You no longer need permission, only a prompt. Something to really think about.